have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a...
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a...
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go pick really big.
Message erased.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left the science. News guy wept when he told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much that his face was wet. Then I knew he wasn't lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. Saw toys and boys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. Had to cram so many things to store. Children, if the black hadn't have pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed the stair to the wheels of a Cadillac. Hot Melvin kissed the feet of a priest. Fear threw up at the sight of that. And I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. It was cold. Five years, what a surprise.
Jesus Christ, this is just insanity. We're on the air. Now we're on the air. Hold on a second. I got to get things organized here. Things are all sorts of crazy.
You're a mess over there.
Oh, man, I just got in.
I'm supposed to be here today.
Talk a little bit.
So. First day on the job here. Dave just took a red
It's my first day. There you are. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You look good.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
So tell me where you were.
I was up in Rhode Island. Let me get these levels right. There we go. I was up in Rhode Island visiting Tim. You remember Tim? They just got married. I was at their wedding. I was the one who gave the emceeing at the rehearsal dinner. And they have a lovely ocean house in Rhode Island. So I just spent like the afternoon snorkeling in the ocean.
You poor thing.
And then
is that why you're late?
Yeah.
Is that why you're soaking wet?
That's why I'm soaking wet. And then I spent 4 hours sitting in traffic. I gave myself 5 hours to get here, and it usually takes 3.5.
It always takes 10.
And I-95 in Connecticut, Hartford? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Or wherever I was? Oh, it was terrible. Oh, God. I made it. I got in, walked in the door. It was 11:59. And then I turned up everything, and they're playing on the other channel a rebroadcast of us.
They had no
I
faith.
Have no idea. What, they have no, no faith
no,
in
no.
us.
No, they made the right choice.
I mean, yeah, totally. They did. They did make the right choice. All right, so what is going on?
You need to calm down. Yeah,
I am all worked up.
Wow. You're all worked up.
A mile a minute.
Let's just ease into it. I can't believe that Dylan was Dylan waiting for you just outside.
He texted me at like 11:55. He said, I'm outside. I'm at the bar. Awesome. I'm at the bar.
Across the street. So
I had no idea you were coming.
You know, it was like I said, it was a last minute decision. I played toward the idea of not coming in, but my apartment's so awfully
hot
and trains are AC and this studio has AC, so I figured yeah, might as well go.
On top of the car ride, my AC doesn't work anymore. So I'm sitting there in a hot traffic in a hot car. It was murder.
You look it.
Murder. You know, I do look it.
I can't tell if you're the smartest guy in the world for having like a beater of a car in New York City, or like, you know, just maybe you are, because like
maybe.
That car is ready to go at any time.
All right, do you want to hear my best luck in the world?
What's that?
All right, so I've been looking for a new car for a while now, right?
Yeah.
And my dream goal of getting a Jeep Wrangler, I've talked to you about this.
I heard, yeah.
Has been like a shit show, because finding one that's used and like decent is impossible. So on top of that, my beater of a car, the check engine light has been on for like 4 months, right? And the entire time, are you listening to me over there? What are you doing?
I am. I need a pen. I like having a pen.
I know. All right. I'll wait for you to get a pen.
Takes notes.
No, keep going. Keep going. I don't have to take notes now.
All right. So while we're you've interrupted me, I'll say I am Dave. You're listening to Dave and Giggles. Giggles is here. Dylan is here. He's having a good time.
Great.
You can call us if you want. 718-928-9732. That again is 718-928-9732. Did you get a pen?
I got a pen and a feng shui book.
What do you have?
Talk to me about your. I got a pen.
Talk to me about your car. So
you're interrupting yourself. You just want to interrupt somebody, so you're just interrupting
I'm sitting
yourself.
Here looking at you, and you're like looking around, going, "Get me a pen! Get me a pen! Get me a pen!" And to your cousin, who comes to every show now, I guess, right?
A few of them. She's actually my niece. But
niece.
That's right.
All right, whatever. All right, yeah. So my car has been in need of a whatever,
junking.
Mechanic. In need of a junk for like 4 months, and it's got the check engine light on. And I've already gotten 2 tickets because now my inspection was expired, right? Mm. You can't pass inspection if your check engine light is on. The other day, I was coming home from Park Slope, right? Check engine light, bing, went off. It was a Sunday. So I was like, I have to take advantage of this. I'm going to go to every place I can find to try to get this inspected right now. Nice. Because this is the only chance I got, because I know it's turning back on. So I'm driving around. I go to your old buddy's place. Remember that old guy that you used to know? Over there. I tried to go over there, and he wasn't there. Nobody was over there. Everything was closed. I walked into one place, this Indian dude, no, come back tomorrow. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I made it over to Pep Boys, the only thing that was open,
right? God.
I like, yo, can you guys do an inspection? I'm like, sure. And I was like, God, if they turn it on and the check engine light comes on, this is going to cost me $30 to do nothing, right? Mm. So I'm like, all right, do that. And then I take a walk because I'm like in the middle of nowhere out in freaking, I don't even know where, middle village or something. And I'm walking and I come across this little dealership. There's a Jeep sitting there for sale. Take it for a test drive. I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Nice. You're kidding me.
Not kidding you. Come back. Past inspection.
Everything's coming up.
Everything's Dave. Coming up, Dave. And now I'm gonna go get a Jeep tomorrow because I'm gonna take off tomorrow.
Wait, you're I just need gonna to take off
right,
work.
I'll go Tuesday. So yeah, everything worked out, and I don't know. That's the story I got.
Good story. That's a good story.
Yeah, everything's good, coming up.
Finding a car and being, I still don't think the deal's going to be set until you have like the title in hand.
Totally.
Because I think this dude could probably, it sounds like right now the New York in me just says it's a hose job.
It could be a hose job. It could be.
I think, I get the feeling that you're going to get hosed.
I'm totally going to get hosed.
Yeah.
Totally.
It just sounds like a good hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get hosed.
If it was a scam though, you would have failed.
Oh, yeah, totally. I would have failed everything.
But you should just go buy a Jeep. Just take a walk. Maybe
just
buy a
take
Jeep.
A walk. Buy a Jeep. The guy who's like the guy who sold me the car, or is like selling me the car, is like a classic used cars salesman. Nice. He's wearing literally a Creed shirt. And his name is Bobby. He's like, hey, I'm Bobby. I'll sell you this car. And he was just like this like sleazy, skeezy dude.
He's probably listening right now. I told him you have a radio
Hey,
show.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. So that's a deal. We'll find out next week if it all went through. But right now I'm thinking that it's going to go through, and then I'm going to have a Jeep. And it's a soft top.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Soft top.
Don't roll it.
But you can't leave anything in your Jeep.
No,
you just have to expect it to get robbed all the time.
Yeah, you got
to.
Like
you keep all kinds of crap in your trunk.
I know. I'm going to have to not do that. I'm going to have to not do that.
It's closed with like a zipper, right?
Yeah, it's closed with a zipper.
It's like luggage.
Yeah, it's with luggage. Yeah. And I was also reading up about Jeeps, and like, there's a lot of pros to it. Like, it's not a commuter car.
No,
I don't commute anywhere, so that's perfect. So
unless
like
you're commuting across like a desert,
right?
Some
exactly.
Sand dunes, or?
And it's got like it literally gets 16 miles per gallon in gas. It's like terrible. Yeah. It's awful. But all I'm doing is going to go camping. Yeah. All I'm going to do is going to go visit my mom upstate. That's all I'm going to use it for. So it's perfect. It also I looked into it. The back, you know, there's like that hatchback thing.
Yeah.
Apparently that never locks.
Oh.
So anybody could just open it up.
Added security.
Yeah. I need someone as head of security. I'm all worked up, guys.
I think it's a great purchase.
All right, what's happening this week? What's going on?
What in life in general? I went to my cousin's wedding on Thursday?
All right,
Wednesday for the rehearsal dinner.
How was that?
And then Thursday was the wedding. It was good. It was fun. It was like my fun side of the family. It was like the side of the family that didn't sue us.
The other side of the family's listening right now.
Yeah, they're preparing a lawsuit.
Probably.
Well, how did that lawsuit work out? I remember the last time you were talking, it was still mired in terrible lawsuits. You want to talk about it, or legally you can't?
Yeah, we can talk about it. So so this is actually an update. I'll give a 30-second Cliff's Notes of what happened. So basically, my grandma on my mom's side, so my mom's mom, had Alzheimer's, and basically like sold her house in Fort Lauderdale for like $219,000.
That's great for Fort Lauderdale.
And then, it was like right before the boom happened. So it was like people were trying to like, and she wanted to move, and she wanted to kind of like, she was just getting early onset Alzheimer's, but she was like an awesome, you know, grandmas, they're just awesome ladies. They're doing, you know.
They're trying to help.
So she, yeah, totally. They're trying to help. So she moves in with my mom. She sells her house, moves in with my mom, and my mom and my grandma buy a house. And they end up living in the house for a couple years, couple old ladies living in the house. Then my grandma gets sick and dies, which, you know, it happens to grandmas. Grandmas, sometimes they get sick and die.
Sure.
So basically
she was in her 90s too, wasn't she? Or at least 80s?
No. She was like 87.
That's pretty 89. Old. That's a good time to go.
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah.
I'm not making it that old. So. No,
definitely not.
No.
Not so, driving the Jeep around.
No.
Not with that sunburn.
No.
So she passes away, and then my my two uncles on my mom's side are basically like, hey, where's our money? And so my mom and my grandma had used both of their monies to like buy the house.
Okay.
And so they bought the house at the peak of the market. So when right before the crash, so the prices were, you know, they were high.
They were high.
So they were, it was like, you know, But anyways, so, you know, and then they're like,
I thought this
so
was going to be 30 seconds.
Sorry. Well, as I said that, I was like, there's no way to tell the story okay. in 30 seconds.
So basically, your family, go on, your other side of the family, that bad side of the family, did what?
We won't call them bad side of the family.
We'll call them bad. The other side.
The bad guys.
The bad guys.
Not the bad side, just the bad guys. Long story short, we don't go to court. We go to mediation. We end up settling for like, I think we each gave them like $30,000 or something. Like each. So each brother got $30,000. So it was the two brothers, you know, the twins. And so they each got $30,000. And then I was like, why did you do, like, why are you suing your sister? Like, why, like, grandma's dead. Like, grandma's why are you dead. Suing each other? Who thinks, like you get anything when somebody dies? Like, if you're just waiting around for people to die just so you can get their stuff.
That's
like,
terrible.
It's so weird.
That's what I'm doing with my grandma.
You know, like.
That's what most people are doing, I feel like.
It is true, though. I mean, like, I mean, in this economy, nobody has any money. So, like, man, I hope somebody dies and gives me money because that's the only way we're going to get ahead.
Yeah, if you just get like a big chunk of money.
But it is awful that so your grandmother pretty much left your mom everything because she's the only one who took care of her there. And then they sued him like, hey, we deserve some of this too.
Yeah, they were like, where's our money? And you're like, whoa, well, grandma and mom put the money that they, you know, sold from the house into like the new house. Because they like basically my grandma was in her 80s and my mom was living in a 3-bedroom condo with stairs.
Ugh,
so like my grandma's like going up and down the stairs carrying laundry. And you're like, yo, you got to get a, you know, like a ranch, something. Yeah. You know, like
she doesn't have one of those lift chair things, you know?
No, we did, but, you know, she didn't need one. You know, she was just.
I heard that
know.
Hillary's going to get one put in the White House. Yeah.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
She's 70 years old.
She's 70?
Yeah.
Is she 70?
I don't know. Look it up.
I think she's maybe a
look
hair
it up.
Shy.
Just
hair
look
shy.
It up. Maybe 69.
Trump's 70.
Trump's. Yeah, I think they're both the same age.
Yeah.
All right. So, what were we talking about with the money? Why were we talking about that?
You were asking about other side of the
family. Oh, the other side of the family. The good side of the family.
The good side of the family. Yeah, so I went to the good side of the family's wedding. Oh, so get this. Hold on. This is actually like a fun part of the story.
I was hoping it was a fun part.
We get sued in this part.
Totally.
Counter-sale.
So we mediate. We each give them, you know, we give them $30,000 each. So like a total of $60,000, and then like we're in for $100,000 with legal fees and all that crap.
All right.
So we find out a couple years ago that one of the kids, like one of my cousins, got arrested for child porn.
And
this was at the same time that we were getting sued by them. And you're like, wait a minute, we're giving you money so you can like get your kid, you pay for your child porn kids. You know, and I was like, this is really, you know, effed up. Like, this is terrible.
That is really bad.
But it was actually kind of like, it was actually kind of par for the course. You're like, these guys are scumbags. They're just like not nice people. They're just bad people. You know, and you're like, why are you bad people? Oh, that's right. Because you weren't spending time with your son and knowing that he was on child porn at your house, you know, and buying
at their
stuff.
House. At their house.
Well, yeah, the son's like 30 or something and still living at home buying child porn. And they get sent to a jail in Texas. And I was like, done. That's actually like, you know, that's the cream on the crop. That's the
we should do something with people who hit 30 and are still living at home.
Like Joe?
Yes, exactly. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, but don't like, you know.
Do child porn.
Don't do child porn. That's just bad. That's just bad.
It's hot out there, huh?
Seriously.
It's freaking hot out there. All right, so here's a question I'm going to pose. What's going on over there, your niece?
We also need to make it clear
what?
That the rest of our family is not weird.
So the niece is on the line. All right, introduce yourself. Give a little bit more of a story here.
Oh, no. I'm Morgan. I'm from Florida. Went to Atlanta. Now I'm here just kind of visiting, figuring out life in Colorado.
All right, so what's happening? Why did you move to Colorado? Because Mike is there? That sounds like a bad idea.
We already talked about the bad side of the family. So moved from Atlanta, quit my job. I was doing recruiting, and it was my first job out of school.
Sounds terrible.
I just kind of figured that I wanted to make a move, and, you know, you're always going to ask what if you don't make the jump, right? So I did it.
Sounds like a college kid, right? All right, go ahead.
Not to be entitled or anything, but no, I don't know.
Total college kid.
Total college kid.
that I just kind of lost myself in the work that I was doing in Atlanta. So I figured I'd move, come out to Colorado since I have some family out here, help Mike with the kids. And
someone needs to.
Yeah. Someone's got to keep him in line.
Yeah. All right. So now what are you doing? You went from recruiting to what? What are you doing?
Oh, that's a
babysitting
question. Technically not really anything right now. Or I mean,
college
kind
kid.
Of
college
becoming,
kid.
Yeah, it's exactly. The answer that they give. Yeah. A lot of jobs. I love that.
I'm kind of like bouncing and thinking about things. Yeah. I'm thinking about life and what I want to do and how I want to better it.
Yeah.
That's basically the answer, right? That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's like, you know, if you don't become self-aware, then how are you ever going to really know what you're going
to
do?
You sound like you need to, you sound like you need to travel. You sound like you need to travel.
You need a semester in Europe.
That's my end goal.
You do need a semester in Europe.
I already did that, and it wasn't a semester in Europe. I worked overseas actually for a bit.
No, don't work overseas. Go.
No, but I got to play.
And backpack.
That's where you screwed up. You got a job.
You got a job over there. Don't do that. Go and like go out there, meet some like Italian dude who's gonna like whisk you away for a little while. Then go meet some French dude. Go out there and just have fun.
Wait, we can make up a little show or a series.
We could.
I can send over there and we can, I don't know, play the courts a little.
All right,
no?
So yeah, Radio Free Brooklyn is going to fund you to go have some fun out there in Europe. Done and done.
Done. You guys, the listeners can put me up to a challenge. I'll do it.
All right, go fund me.
We'll kind of go from there.
Go fund me, Giggle's niece in Europe. Done.
Done and done.
It's hot.
But no. Is it hot there?
It's pretty hot
it's
here.
It's disgusting. Where's that cat? I think the cat kicked the bucket.
I think so. I didn't see it out there. I don't know where that cat is.
From it.
Yeah. All right. It. So that's good. All right. Here's my question that I... Let me just relax a second. Here's a question that I was talking to about with the Pepper, Chateau de Pepper, which it's like a goddamn spa up there. It's fantastic. I never want to leave when I'm up there. What's going on over there, Morgan? You're freaking out. I see you freaking out. All right. So when does, like, if you're not in school anymore, this is a great question for you,
Nobody's
Morgan.
Nobody's freaking out, bro. Nobody's freaking out.
I am.
We got tell your story.
It's not a story. It's a question I have for Morgan. Put your headphones back on. Okay. If you're not in school anymore, do you have your headphones on? Because you're shuffling around headphones like it doesn't even matter. All right, if you're not in school anymore, Morgan, when is officially the end of the summer? What marks the end of the summer? And what marks the beginning of the summer?
I mean, for me, obviously a season change, you know.
Sure, but here it is. Everyone's talking about the end of the summer. Like, did you do everything you wanted this summer? And it's literally 100 degrees out. That doesn't feel like the end of the summer to me.
Well, isn't it when the... completely wrong, but isn't it when the gopher doesn't see its shadow? It's one of those
that's
one of those old wise tales. That's...
Morgan, what? How old are you?
I'm just
23. That is in February, and that is the mark of spring. And that's Groundhog's Day.
Sorry. Getting my facts wrong. But, you
it's
know,
okay.
Actually,
it's better that you don't know that.
I don't claim
I know.
To know it all.
I actually have more faith in the next generation.
Yeah.
Are they not paying attention to these stupid traditions?
These
that
things
we
should
have?
Go away.
They should
right?
go away. Good for you, Morgan.
Good for you, Morgan.
Forget all that crap
I'm
that we teach.
I'm all about the traditions, though. I think it's great. I think it keeps some sort of legacy. Like, where'd it come from? Don't you want to know?
If you're so about tradition, you didn't know when Groundhog's. You thought Groundhog's Day was the end of the summer.
Well, I don't like to remember all those things because now we have the internet, so I don't really
see, there's the issue, is that nobody remembers anything. There's no memory.
I know. It is a serious problem.
God, it's hot.
I know one thing
remember
you can
what
remember
I'm say anymore.
Is that you're hot.
We're like having sunstroke.
It's sunstroke. I've been in the sun all day. It's a tough life.
That's how I was last week when I came in here. I was toast.
I know. Man. You were toast. Yeah.
Freaking you out. She's sweating.
Sweating it out.
Yeah. You need like a sweatband, bro.
I do. I do need
so
a sweatband.
I can turn the tables and I can ask you the exact same. So what brought you to New York?
We're going to go that route?
The gopher.
The gopher thing. Yeah, it was.
I'm just trying to make you sweat a little.
It was July 25th. It was Groundhog's Day. And the groundhog told me to move to New York City.
I like to try.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear a quick thing of how I moved to New York City?
I don't know. Is your 30 seconds?
It's 30 seconds.
Mike's?
30 seconds. Ready?
And go.
I got a job in New York City at a television show. I moved down here. A week later, that television show got canceled. And that's pretty much
that's it.
Nice.
And this
that's
was good. When?
This
when
was like that? 15 years ago.
Nice. And nothing's taken you away?
Nothing's changed. I haven't got a job since.
Nothing's changed. Every show he goes near gets canceled.
Gets canceled. That actually happened for about 7 years. Until I was just like, I'm done with this stupid crap. And then I got a job at Technicolor, and nothing gets canceled there.
No.
No.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
Well, that's awesome. So you're loving, obviously loving the life in New York now.
Yeah. Go ahead, Morgan. Ask me more questions. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I'm actually asking you to ask me more questions. Because you know what? That guy sitting next to you never asked me questions.
Ooh, I don't know what to tell you about that. I think you guys have another issue.
All right. So
we don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore. All right. So what?
Listen, you. Listen, I'm on a delay.
You're all right.
I'm out.
You're all right.
You're all right.
You're all right.
You look good. You want to go? Listen, what? If I
I'm
have
listening.
To put the other headphones on, I'm on a delay.
That's oh, like I got gotcha. Why don't you get a splitter? So, like, you used to have a splitter.
I was looking for it before the show, and then I couldn't find it. I got gear all over the place.
Well, you got to get organized.
I got to get
on-air meetings. Kind of the story of my all life. Right, so here's the
on
question. What kind of things did you want to do this summer that you didn't get
that's
to do?
Why I'm here.
Oh, Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan. Focus,
summer
Morgan.
Never ends for her.
So summer never yeah, ends yeah, when you got no job.
Summer.
She's 23. Like, she's just like every time she's like, I just don't know what I want to do. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's right, because you're 23.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You can travel. You can you can watch our kids for like 2 months.
That's what I'm like, watch it.
You know?
You should.
Exact same mentality. I have the exact same mentality though with that.
It's what? As what? Talk to us, Morgan.
That's why I'm like finish. You gotta finish. What is it like I think she throws out these big words and you're like, what are you
But that's what 23-year-olds do. 23-year-olds throw out big words that they think they have the answer and they meaning to, and they're like, but don't I sound so smart? Like, I just graduated from college. I'm supposed
to
be smart.
I'm on a delay, so if I don't finish a thought, it's because I can't finish hearing myself think. Fuck.
Such an eternal delay.
All right, she's done. She's done.
What? Because she cursed? You can curse. Listen, Morgan.
She's
Morgan,
cut off.
Just focus.
She's cut off. The FCC is going to get us.
Just put the camera back on Morgan for a second. Put the camera back on Morgan for a second. You froze up. Justice. All right, Morgan. Morgan, you there?
You mean the mic.
Morgan.
Here. Listen to this.
I can't stand these people. Morgan. Oh, my God.
Happening over there.
It's just a mess. They literally have one ear up against both of them, and they're both trying to listen to the show. Morgan, it's okay that you cursed. You freaked out there for a second.
It's great
fine.
That you
it's great
no,
that you cursed.
Mike freaked out for a second.
Yeah, well, don't let him get
listen,
to you.
I don't know the rules, and I think that's probably best.
Yeah, I think they're in a bar.
They
do look like Siamese twins, connected at the ear.
Oh, you didn't know us? That's what we are.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm going to say this to you, Morgan. We're going to razz you as you're online, as you're on air with us. Don't worry about it. It's just fucking with you. I'll curse with you. Just fucking with you. We're going to do that.
It's fun.
My suggestion is you go out. Go out as far, hard as and long as you can for a couple years. Figure it out. Because you're not going to do anything right now. You're too young and dumb. Nothing against you. It's against age.
You wanted to say that to somebody.
He's got
so
a point.
Just do what you
want. Exactly. You're too young and dumb. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
As
it's just like that Cat Stevens
that
song. It's not your fault.
Well,
oh, no, wait.
Well,
that was a movie.
That,
it's not your fault.
Exactly.
Morgan, it's
I,
not your
honestly,
fault. Morgan,
it's not
your fault. It's not your fault.
But really,
it's not
but
your
really.
Fault.
You're
it's
gonna
not,
get hit.
It's not your fault.
Well, she wanted to come on the radio show, and she was just like talking, and I was like, "Listen, you don't have headphones. You're not like live." I was like, "You gotta like get into it, you know?
I'm into it. I'm here." So you're
right.
Asking me this question, and now I have to finish my not a question.
Finish the question, and then we're done.
My thought.
All right, go ahead.
I 100% believe that I'm young. I'm single. I have nothing holding me back. So why not go explore? And just kind of I don't know where it's going to lead me, but I'm not scared of it.
Just use protection.
Just use protection. Wait, what is the last thing you said? You're not going to leave what?
For Costco.
Wait, go to Costco, buy in bulk.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's for when you're old.
I'm surprised you picked up on that so fast.
I am quick. All right, you're done.
Cut off.
Hit the book.
All right. We'll be back to you in a couple minutes. Yeah, all right, Morgan, one more question.
Check in with her.
Morgan, one more question.
You can't tease me like that.
Yeah.
No, you're good. I'm gone and then ask. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I can do whatever I want. All right, so one more question. All right, don't breathe sexy talking at me. All right, one more question. What did you not get to do this summer that you wanted to do now that it's coming to an end?
I don't know if I can really answer that.
Okay, then we're done.
No, really, because I feel like I did everything I wanted to do. No, I went to the beach. I did everything I wanted to do and more. If I could go back, I would have gone skydiving because that's on my bucket list, but that sounds so stupid.
All right, so what did you do this summer? What does a 23-year-old do that doesn't have a job, that takes care of kids every once in a while, and gets to live off the fat of Mike's land?
I haven't really gotten to enjoy my summer entirely because I was still working until a month ago. So I did. This is pretty fresh.
So when I just asked you
until a month ago, so you've had a month of no work.
So when I asked you what you didn't get to do this summer, you said nothing, and now you're saying you didn't get to do anything because you were working.
Listen,
millennials.
I want to remind you, you're under oath.
You are under oath
in this conversation. Isn't that sad?
You're on a radio show. You gotta. If somebody asks you a question, you gotta get there.
You gotta get there.
I'm getting there.
Get there now. And then they're frozen. I want to talk to you, Dylan.
Oh man, what's going on out there? Is it the marijuana? I think this is like a poster child for.
I think it's totally the pot.
Nobody can make up their mind.
There he is. They're back.
A bunch of people just don't know what to do.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I think it's the weed.
It is.
It's the weed out there.
It is. Nothing wrong with that.
It's why everybody's moving here. It's the closest place.
Hang up and call back because you're dropping out.
All right, call back.
All right. That was a whirlwind, huh? It's hot.
That just got my blood pressure. It's hotter in here than it was before. Right?
It's really hot. We're all worked up, man. Jesus. All right. So Friday we went to Dr. Dog. We went and saw the show. That was a pretty good show. What time did you get home? Because we were at that karaoke bar until three in the morning.
Yeah, we had a good night that night.
The worst part of that night was... Hold on, he's going to get back on. You there? You there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Jeez.
So Friday night, I was just saying to Dylan, we went and saw that free show of Dr. Dog at Prospect Park.
Terrific.
Nice.
It was a good show. And then afterwards, we went to some like really stinky bar. Yeah, it was the stinkiest bar I've ever gone to.
Stinky bar, Old Carriage Inn.
The Old Carriage Inn in Park Slope. Yeah. And God, it stunk in there. It was like hell. It was like 40 people who just sweat in 100 degree weather all day.
Karaoke should be banned in New York when it's above like 85.
Yeah, totally.
And people were karaokeing and just getting fucking sweaty, and it was a disaster.
It was. And the worst parts were like, so you had like a bunch of people singing like Disney songs. That was really bad.
There's a weird mashup there.
Then you had a couple people like bringing out guitars and singing like Ani DiFranco songs. It was
like an open mic night.
It was. Yeah. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing you could sing in a karaoke bar? Because I have an answer to it.
And probably the song.
Oh God, I know your answer. I know your answer. If I know your answer, do I get a prize?
All right, you can answer it. Go ahead. Go ahead. What is it?
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody. So both of you have done things that I found so embarrassing.
Oh yeah, they're bad.
Mike did Giggles did Unchained Melody while his wife's brother played piano to it.
That's
terrific. He got like a couple lines in and then quit. And then came back and finished it.
Oh, we'll finish
it was strong. Really terrible. So on Friday night, Dylan gets up and does Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
And it was literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm so mad because I videotaped it on my phone. And just as it was about to end, my phone died and the video is lost forever.
It's gone. It's in the ether. Thank God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was great. That sounds awesome. It was complete silence. I think it was like... That was like last call.
It was.
Like
it
everyone
was.
Left the bar. It was.
It was literally the girl who was hosting it gets on after and she goes.
That was an interesting interpretation of that song.
That was interesting. She like ripped the mic out of my hand. Get the fuck off my stage! Like that was interesting.
So Blinded by the Light and Unchained Melody, I never want to hear either of you do again. Never again, because it was miserable.
They are miserable songs.
Do you want to hear a funny story about Unchained Melody?
No, I don't.
So not the time that I did it with you, or what you were there.
Wait, you did it again another time?
Well, I wanted to do it on a cruise ship. And like this is here's the funny part of the story is I was walking around the cruise ship like practicing the song, and I was like, and it was like, if anybody would have heard it,
man.
It would have been the like most terrible thing because I was just like,
oh God,
way up there, trying to, and I was like, do I got this, and do I want to do this?
No,
and no.
So did you do it?
No, but I just sung it the whole time at the cruise.
So you just bailed on it. You were like, I can't do this. I freaked myself out enough where I won't do it.
Well, I knew I didn't have it. Like, I knew I don't have those notes in my
register.
No,
you don't.
Like, you just, it's like riding a horse when you've never ridden a horse before. You just don't do it.
You
like,
don't do it.
Or if you're going to, you don't.
Oh,
like,
look who's
step
back.
Into the ring.
Morgan's back.
He's back.
But I think when you did Unchained Melody when you did Unchained Melody at that bar with your brother-in-law playing piano, you had him whatever to a different key so you could sing it.
Yeah, well,
which was terrible.
Here's my mistake. Okay, so here's like the showman's mistake was having a piano player play piano at a karaoke night.
It's
not like it's like you're bringing a football to a baseball game.
It's true.
You don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what was like happening on Friday at the that one that we were at Stagecoach or whatever. The people bring guitars, people bring in harmonicas, and then
no one gave a shit.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's really bad because it's not open mic. It's karaoke. Those two are totally two separate things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you made that mistake.
We don't want to train musicians here. We just want drunk buffoonery.
Drunk buffoonery.
Yeah. Now, which I brought to the table.
Oh, you brought it in a big way.
I brought it hard.
Well, somebody had to. You gotta make it memorable.
I really wish I had the recording. I do have the recording of him doing Unchained Melody, which is terrible. But I wish I still had your recording because, like, you were like in between lines, you'd be like, "Yeah, people, you know what I'm talking about."
It's true. I was trying to get him hyped. Everybody was dozing off.
It was really bad.
But it's a really wordy song. It's like bad poetry. Like it's like a bad poetry class.
But you also, we were walking out. We were like, you're never going to call.
Oh,
let's leave.
Yeah.
Then she's like, Dylan.
I was like, oh, shit.
Well, the karaoke host is an interesting job. The karaoke host has to kind of like sing and also like manage the AV and like.
I will say that this person that was doing this hosting was the worst host I've ever seen. Because not only did she have a bad voice and do bad songs, she also would let people do like three songs in a row.
Sure, yeah.
That is like the biggest no-no.
That's the biggest no-no. Yeah.
Especially when they're singing like Disney songs over and over and over again. Morgan, don't give me that look. Do not give me that look, Morgan. She's on a delay. I'm going to wait for her. There she is.
There she is. Yeah, it's not fun being on the delay. That's why I wanted the splitter. I didn't get the splitter.
We'll get the splitter for next time. Get the splitter for next time.
It's somewhere. It's a splitter I keep in a weird place in my bag because I never really need it. But I always like, it's one of those things I just throw in my bag at the end. I'm like, that'd be nice to have.
All right, I'm going to take
it. It's always at the bottom of some bag.
I'm going to take a minute break. You guys talk amongst yourself.
Oh, really?
You guys are terrible. Look, you're ridiculous. Both of you. I told you just to handle the show for a minute.
We can't do that. Please, we can't drive the boat here. We're passengers.
Terrible.
We're even better at
that. Seriously.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm on an internet connection to you right now. Like, I'm not there. I'm not live.
I know, but you can still do you.
Can we go find some randos outside?
We should find some randos.
There's a couple of shady types hidden.
There were. Did they lock that door up there? I hope I didn't.
Even if you did, I'm pretty sure they could still get in.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Dave and Giggles on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can call into us. That's 718-928-9732. There's also, if you're on the website,
I think you gave them a wrong number.
It doesn't
matter. You gave them like 11 numbers.
718-928-9732. See, if you say it out of order, because it's up on the board in a bunch of different orders. So if I say it like this, 718-928-9732. That doesn't make any sense, right? It gets you all messed up. But if I say it right, 718-928-9732, you're fine, right? Why is that? We're trained. Yeah.
We don't need to turn this into like long division here.
We're like, get this. I got a news report.
Okay.
They don't teach cursive in the schools anymore, supposedly.
They shouldn't.
Is that true? Is that true or not?
I don't know. That's Morgan. She's sitting right next to you. She's in what? 7th grade? Let's wait till she hears that. There it is. 6th grade. Perfect.
No, I did hear that like a couple months ago.
But why would they teach cursive? There's no point for it anymore, right?
That's true.
But it's
we don't teach calligraphy like in school anymore.
Right. No, but like to be able to write in a fashion that's like, I think present with your soul. That's
what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What is present with your soul?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's a natural progression of writing.
What is the natural progression? He's just cut off again.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
It's
anymore,
in write and print. You're kind of like blocked. It's like I'm thinking of like structure. When I write in cursive, I'm just like my thoughts are going to the, you know, and I'm also left-handed. I can't believe you don't understand it.
Today's National Left-Hander Day.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Wait, are you left-handed as well?
I am left-handed as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with you, but I mean, like, did we really learn how to write cursive, or did it just come natural to like put the letters together? You know, I don't even remember school.
I feel like you're onto something there because cursive was just basically like kind of twirling everything together.
Yeah, you kind of just really, twirl it together. You go one letter into the next, and it really like
it almost looked like scribble that you did as a child.
I'll tell you, the only thing I did with letters in my is practice and perfect my signature.
It's a great thing.
That was
perfect.
It. I was like, when I am a rock star, I'll need to have this perfected.
You need to have that.
So let me just practice that. So if you go back to any of my grade, there's like a gazillion in every page of my signature.
Sure. I think everyone did that.
Yeah.
I
know.
You should you should show it.
Why would I show my signature?
You're not a very good like – no, not your signature, but like you're not a very good like blast from the past kind of guy. Like you don't go before like high school.
I don't.
You never show like kid pics. I never see like kid
pics. That sounds creepy. All right, I'll put up some kid pics.
It doesn't have to be like signatures, but like put up.
All
right. Let's have like a that's like we did it, you know, when we were like 10 or 12.
All right,
let's
do it.
Pretty like lame stuff.
All right, this week on Instagram, we'll hashtag Dave and Giggles art project, right? And it will be all of our stuff from like high school or middle school or whatever it is. We'll try to find as much stuff as we can and we'll put it up. Hashtag it. We'll even put it on Twitter. Go wherever you want to put this. Just let me know where you put it so I could see it. I got some paintings that my mom's boyfriend found in a binder that I could put up. And then I have a bunch of old pictures that I look really terrible with like parted long hair. Wait, I still have that.
You had the part. I could never do the part, which is why like it got to me as a kid. Like I never had the part. Like I didn't have the hair for the part, you know?
You never got the part.
You never played the part, huh?
All right. So Morgan's gonna tell us about yesteryears of like 2 years ago.
Getting back on Instagram, this could become something big. This could become national, like those things where you tag somebody in.
So Morgan, as our new official advertising person, you are responsible for this.
Yes, she's our link to the younger audience.
Yes. Did you hear that, or are you still on a delay? I'm going to wait for her.
Tap into that market, you know?
Yes, master. Yeah, I did.
All right, so
I am on a delay.
As our new official advertising marketing girl, you are responsible for making this happen. Here she comes. Give her a second.
Yes. Okay. No, I'm serious for sure.
Okay.
Got it, you guys. This is. I'm serious. It's about to go.
All right.
It's about
to go. You gotta get all
about to blow up.
You gotta get all of your friends involved in doing this. We'll hashtag Dave and Giggles. Hashtag throwback art. Whatever you want to call it. You come up with the names of what you want to call it. Dave and Giggles got to be in there, but. You come up with what you want to call it, and we'll do it.
Oh, God. Absolutely. The show must be like, bring art back, you know?
That's what they're like, even without like the...
Bring your art back. Don't lose art in schools. It's letting kids be creative.
So I like this kid.
We can make this pretty.
Done.
It's good.
I need you to head this,
though. It's got a ring to it already.
All right, it's done. Yeah. It's done. She's on.
Giggles, I need you to be on her.
She's got to run that campaign.
To make this happen.
We got it. We'll come up with the hashtag. I like it. I like this project.
It's a good project. It's going to be our project for this week, and we can talk about it next week.
I think we just need to do hashtag Dave and Giggles art. It doesn't need to be art project. It should just be hashtag Dave and Giggles art.
Listen, you are not the marketing person. Okay. You leave that to a 23-year-old. She'll come up with everything. You just implement it and make sure she does it.
She's got the fingers on her pulse,
Bingo.
You know?
Yes, of course. I don't know what that was. It sounded like a truck passing.
I need your feedback. I need to know who your client is.
Yeah. You can everybody out there who's listening right now, too, can email us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com. You could send in your art. daveandgiggles@gmail.com. Send them in. So, Morgan, that's to you. daveandgiggles@gmail.com. Send me any ideas you got. We'll make it happen.
Yes.
It will happen.
There it is. Perfect.
Nice.
All right, so I got some...
It feels like we're in like an international, you know, delay. Like it's almost
an
like
international space station
from another country.
Yeah.
You know, and like,
it's like we're talking to the international space station.
It's Tom Brokaw reporting from...
It really is miserable. It's pretty hard to follow.
Well, it is pretty hot here, so everybody's miserable. Everybody.
Everything's slowed down.
All right, so I do have some exciting news in the Dave and Giggles world. All right. This Thursday, we'll be doing a pickup show for another show. I think it's between 8 and 9. I got to look at it, but Thursday between 8 and 9, Dave and Giggles will be doing a double.
Ooh. 8 to 9?
8 to 9.
And then 9?
Yeah,
just 8 to 9.
Just 8 to 9. Just 1 hour.
We're going up against the voice.
We're going up.
We got to bring our A game.
Yes.
Well, let's get a music show. If you're a music, well,
we should do like a voice type show.
Let's get a musician in.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what we can get.
We should get multiple musicians in and vote for me a la The Voice.
Right.
We should have like one of those
types. Right. So this week we'll have this show, the replay at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Then us again Thursday between 8 and 9, and then we're back in Sunday from 11 to 12. So we're really, like, taking up the week. You know, like, they want us. They want us.
We're going to be pretty soon, like, 24-7. We'll just be, like, a live stream of our lives.
Isn't that pretty much, like, what
7 hours?
What 23-year-old Morgan does anyway?
It's true.
Basically.
No matter how much we do, we can never top that.
How many times do I do in this?
Huh? How many times what?
How many times do I call you? How many times do I call you in the day?
A lot. I look at the phone and I'm like, again?
But I'm not the only one.
No, you're not.
I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one. I had an interesting thing today. So I was on two group texts and with the same people, but separate, who was on them in separate texts, right? So I texted one of the guys and I said, hey, am I on any of... Am I not on any of the group text in another group text? And he said, you already know the answer to that. And I said, well, tell me anyway. And he goes, we're all trying to be your number one. Obviously, you're not included on any of these texts. You're on every one of them. So that was nice. You know, that was a pretty nice thing to hear. It's a really weird technological thing, but it was nice. It's hot in here.
Everyone in the group.
No one else is a great technological thing. That air conditioner.
Air conditioner is nice. We got 10 minutes, and then we can turn it back on.
All right. You turn it off.
Well, we have to turn it off.
Little,
it's too loud.
Give a little description of the room. Yeah, so you turn off the AC.
Turn off the AC.
The room.
Here we are, Radio Free Brooklyn. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We are in this room. Like, I'm sitting behind a desk with a mixer. I'm sitting behind a desk with a bunch of turntables, yeah. CD players, a rack mount of a whole bunch of compressors, a computer that's recording the show.
Stuff.
Then on the other side of that is Dylan in front of a bunch of microphones.
Behind a wall of sweat.
And then we're in a small, hot room, and on the other side of the door is a cat that's not allowed in this room.
I don't know where it is now.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. Maybe I let him out.
It might have went. Wow, yeah, you might have let it out. I think it might have migrated like north.
All right. We got 9 minutes left. So
good show.
This week is they're coming out with a newsletter for Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sure.
And they asked us to name, not us specifically, but any of the shows to name the newsletter. It's still up for grabs. I put out a couple of names. I don't remember what they are now. I'll remember them for Thursday.
I got one.
What do you got?
Radio Rag.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm going to upload that one.
You heard it here.
I'm going to upload that one.
This is why they should take me into meetings.
They should.
I want to get around like round tables and just start like spitting ideas out, you know?
That's pretty good.
They need me.
How about the Radio Rag Gazette? Or do we want another Radio Rag?
It sounds like a garment.
A newsletter.
I think it's the Radio Rag. It's like the Radio Rag.
The Radio Rag. What is Morgan saying over there?
Done.
She's mumbling to herself.
She doesn't know what a newsletter is.
She doesn't know what a newsletter is.
Feed? You mean feed?
Feed, yeah.
News feed.
It's a feed. It's a news feed. What? She's going to get on here.
I don't. I was just saying, why are you guys talking about this on air? They're going to take all your ideas.
Adeh? What does Adeh mean? Is that like a short for Adele?
I can't
break that hashtag.
She comes on and she just, you know.
She could talk all she wants. She's our new marketing person, so things are happening with her. She's really coming into her own.
I just need you to ask me a straightforward question, and then I'll be able to answer it.
All right. Ready?
Hit me.
All right. Let's think here. What do you got? Anything straightforward? It's so hot to think. In general.
Let me ask you one question, Dave. Dave, this is why Mike can't ask you any questions.
Because I dance around things. See, I want to lean towards like the sex question, but you're his niece, so I'm not gonna do that.
I don't actually think that
See, exactly.
I think he's heard enough.
I think this is like one person in my life that I don't want to talk like sex with, because I was like, you're my niece. I don't want to talk about your sex life. You don't need to know about my sex life. Like, it doesn't need
what
to
sex
be, like,
life.
We talking about?
Come on, exactly. That was too easy.
It was easy. We got to get Deb back on.
We do got to get Deb back on, our sex therapist guru.
But I don't think it's about the questions or who you're talking to. It's about, you know, the multitude of people. All right, you're talking
so
to.
Let me ask you this question: did you have a high school or a college romance that went on throughout the whole college, or were you like single throughout all of college?
I was in a relationship for my 3 years.
3 years. What happened?
And then I was, or 2.5, I'm sorry.
That's a long time for a college kid.
Yeah, but you know, you're still trying to figure everything out.
What does that mean, Morgan?
It's a different kind of
college. Is a time where you have like a girlfriend, a boyfriend for 3 years, and it's not like, it's not a bad thing.
So it's like, you know, out of sight, out of mind, boom, done. You don't see him anymore. He's gone. You move to Colorado, get high all the time.
Oh no! College went. No.
Just put the headphones on. What is going on over there?
There's actually, I gave her the pair of broken headphones on the delay feed. They're caught in her hair.
That's amazing.
She's just got these like headphones, just like caught up in her hair. It's
so
terrible.
Hot. So hot.
This question,
can't wait for the show to end.
Yeah.
All right. Go on.
So,
you guys are just flirting. Why is Morgan on this? Because you guys are just flirting back and forth. And I'm trying to like have real connections.
Have you ever thought about dating older men? Have you ever thought about dating an older man with a radio show? That should be your first question. It normally is.
Don't be shy. You can just ask.
He's like, What happened? Who did you wrong?
Who did you wrong?
What are you
doing? Let me fix it for you, baby.
Papa Dave can fix it. Papa Dave can make it all right.
Dave will fix it with his Jeep. I'm like, you can't fix it.
Did you hear I got a Jeep?
I got a Jeep.
Did
you hear I got a
Jeep? Yeah, you want to go to the meteor shower?
Let's just cut the whole meteor part out.
Unfortunately, you know, it's funny that we're talking about sex, but uh-huh. I didn't actually get to watch the meteor shower.
No, it was cloudy here. Nobody watched it here. I haven't seen any pictures of it. Has anybody put any pictures of it?
No.
Oh, I got a really good – I think I got a really good picture of the sky, but I didn't get a meteor. I got the Milky Way. I got a little bit of Milky Way.
So you got nothing.
There's no,
I could do that right now.
Well, I have – this is my first time doing astrophotography. I went up to the mountain, and I was like – I was a couple beers in.
What did you call it? Astrophotography?
Isn't that what they call
it? It's quite astrophotography? Discipline.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you use? Did you like hook your? Do you have like a camera that you hooked to a telescope to do that, or?
No. I had a 24-70, and I went like super wide, and I put it on like a 30-second exposure.
I bet you did.
And so it got like. Is this it?
Shit! Well, we're close. I don't have the wire hooked up, so I'm putting my iPad up against the mic, and everything is happening right now. I'm gonna kill that. Start it over again. There it is. All right, go on. I'm listening.
No, we do on-air production meetings and on-air.
I'll do them all day, Morgan.
All the time. Yeah.
I'm all about it.
All right, let's stop now.
You guys, jeez. Stop flirting with my niece.
What did we learn today? Morgan, what did we learn today?
We came up with a great marketing advertising. All right.
I need you to be on top of this.
You're a point person on this.
It's too good. It's too funny. Yeah. Oh, God, it's so hot.
Good show. A lot of giggles. You were so hot.
Oh,
every time
so
you
hot.
Got like sexually frustrated, you just said, so hot.
I've been sweating this entire show. Literally walked in here at 10:59 from sitting in a hot car for 4 hours just to get here on time. I even had giggles like trying to reroute me because I was sitting in traffic. It was great. That's you bad. Were like my whatever technological navigator.
I looked at the map. I was like, all right, how can Dave get home faster? That's what I got you on.
I know. It was really good.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Dave,
so
you sound really frustrated.
Oh, God. Morgan, that's it.
Every time. Every
don't
time.
Talk
that's
anymore.
That's what they do. They're 23 and they go for that low blow every
they
time.
They do go for the low blow.
They're 23.
Just relax,
yeah,
Morgan.
They just get you. That's her. Yeah.
Just relax. Okay. No more. That's it. All right.
What could Daddy Dave do for you?
All right. So we are Dave and Giggles. We'll be back on Wednesday for the replay. Hopefully this plays.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
So tell your friends. Then 2 p.m., right? And then we're back here on Thursday, I think at 8. I got to look at that again.
Ish.
8-ish. And then again, obviously, back on Sunday. So what we've learned is that we're going to start a Twitter campaign that's going to go viral.
Across the globe.
Come up with a name, Morgan, and then we'll figure it all out. We got a minute left here, so I'm going to say goodbye. You guys can do whatever you want.
I'm just going to sit here and sweat a little bit more.
Good show. Good show.
Real good show. I'm going to hold this up to the microphone because I don't have my wire today.
We're a mess.
All right, folks. Later. And then I said to her, I said,